You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rollin'.
Hold it now.
This morning from our Los Angeles studios is the NAACP Image Award Friday or Saturday night?
Friday on NBC.
Okay.
Moved from, it used to be on Fox, it's now on NBC. So it's Friday, this Friday night. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll double check. That's typically what time it is, 8 p.m. Eastern. So looking forward to that and looking forward to all the other events surrounding that. And, of course, also shooting a couple of episodes of Washington Watch. So loads and loads of fun. Tom, a lot of people in Tibble and Jay, folks are talking about, of course, good to see you, Dominique.
Yeah.
there's a whole lot of speculation in terms of what happened with Whitney Houston and, well, did she drown? Was it drugs? I don't waste my time getting to speculation, but one of the things that is central to what is going on is this whole issue of what happens when people take prescription drugs and then over-the-counter drugs as well, and they begin to mix those. Remember how Gerald LaVert passed away as well. Mm-hmm. When they did his autopsy, that was one of the things they talked about, taking multiple drugs. And so I turn to Dr. Terry Mason. Of course, he is the health director for Cook County. Dr. Mason, how you doing?
I'm great this morning. How are you this morning?
You're doing always good, Doc. You know, it's always interesting when we go to the doctor and they tell us, and then we go get a prescription, and they say, look, take this, don't drink this, you need to eat this, don't take any other kind of drugs. People will go, yeah, I got it. But you will often find folks who actually do that, and there are significant dangers. I don't care who you are, celebrity or not, when you begin to mix prescription drugs.
Absolutely, especially mixing prescription drugs with alcohol. Let me give your listeners a resource. The National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, www.niaa.nih.gov, is a great resource because they have a great little booklet that tells you all of the drugs, even the ones that we use commonly for fighting colds and things of that nature, what the potential reaction is, particularly if you take those medications with alcohol.
And we've seen, again, in these high-profile deaths, when autopsy is done and folks will sit there and go, man, they were taking, you know, this anxiety drug or taking this particular drug and this drug. And when they do these drug tests, Doc, they're not necessarily, you know, saying what could happen if you take another drug with it. They really are standalone drugs for certain problems. And then you also have symptoms that go along with that.
Absolutely, and people need to understand that many of the drugs that we take every day, some of them even contain alcohol. Women particularly need to be concerned because alcohol affects women differently than it does men. Because when a woman drinks, the alcohol in her bloodstream typically reaches a higher level than a man's, even if they're both drinking the same amount. Even older people have to be far more careful. And we have to remember that alcohol is a drug in and of itself, and many of these medications that we take over the counter, particularly ones for colds and flus and other things, have alcohol as part of them. So we have to be careful. In addition, these drugs contain chemicals that already can depress the central nervous system or the brain.
Because You have side effects with every drug that you take.
Every single drug. Even aspirin.
Right, even aspirin. You have side effects to everything. So you can bind all those side effects together. No wonder.
You got problems.
If you take more than one more than one pill, that's more than one side effect or I don't know, whatever the total number of side effects. And
sure, even medications for high blood pressure. You're taking medication that drops your blood pressure. If you take that medication, even combinations of other medications, it may drop it lower than what you wanted it to be dropped in the first place. So we have to be careful. Even medications that you take sometimes to treat infections. For example, there's a common infection that is sexually transmitted disease called trichomonas. And the drug that you take, metronidazole, which is the name of that drug, for that particular problem, if you drink alcohol with it, it can cause a violent reaction in the stomach because of some problems that it creates with some of the things that the combination releases in the body. So there's a warning, and it's a real warning. Even for taking drugs like that, you have to be so careful.
And the thing that we stress, Doc, that you talk about the violent reaction in the stomach, but also the reality is it could also lead to death.
Yes, Yes, so that's why I say go to, especially for alcohol, go to www.niaa.nih.gov. Great resource, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So get good information, Tom. And I really thank you guys for allowing us to talk just a few moments this morning on the show about this.
Dr. Mason, always a pleasure. Thanks for breaking the medical stuff down for us.
You're so welcome, and have a blessed day, both of you.
All right. All right, Roland.